This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's always a thrill for us to go onto Facebook and finding people that hate each other so much that they fight.
It's like cat fights, but better. It's internet fights.
Yeah, I think they all secretly love each other. Like how I love both of you, and
oh,
yet I make fun of you.
Fighting words. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know.
Sweet, Aaron.
Well, we came across one. Of course, this is a threesome, as they always are, the best way. Samuel, Adriana, and then Colin. I will, of course, play Adriana.
Ah, it's the beautiful woman.
Thank you.
I'll play Samuel.
And I'll play Colin because he is so bad at spelling, and I will pronounce it as he wrote it.
It's so good. And of course, we read these Facebook word for word. And the fun thing is that usually then we can get two of them at least to come on air and see if they can hash it out. But first, we'll read it to you.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
I do not give Facebook or any entities associated with Facebook permission to use my picture, information, message, or post, both past and future. By this statement, I give notice to Facebook. It is strictly forbidden to disclose, copy, distribute, or take any other action against me based on this profile and or its contents. The content of this profile is private and confidential information. The violation of privacy can be punished by law, UCC 1308 11, 308-103, and the Rome Statute.
Sam, you do know you did by posting that. You just broadcasted it to the world. Hey, I'm an uneducated who has no idea how things work. No wonder you got your identity stolen last month. You are so gullible. I'm saying this now as your friend. Delete your Facebook.
Adriana, I think I'll be the one to decide what I should do and what I should not do. Sorry for taking a minute to protect myself. If you want all your secrets sold to the government so that they could spy on you easier, then go right ahead. Get woke, fam.
Yeah, Adriana. Jesus Christ. For someone so called smart, you sure are Neov. The NSA bankrolled Facebook so the government can keep an eye on us. While you're posting about Goggin to the gym, all they're doing is gathering data on you so they can know where to put the chemtrails. Ever notice the planes flying over you? How are you so dumb?
Wow, Colin, you really are a paranoid motherfucker now, aren't you? Based on your spelling, I'm surprised you have a high school diploma. Do you two even hear yourselves? I mean, it's insane. Did you get hit by the stupid truck? You two are the reason the world is an awful place. You really need to get locked up or something like that.
Oh, sure. You would like us locked up, wouldn't you? Maybe you just don't like being confronted by the truth. You're just told people like me and Colin are the problem because they are afraid of us.
Quick question. Who is them? You both sound like you either are on drugs or off your meds. I mean, calm down. Seriously. Who would be out to get you two anyway? You two look like a couple of greasy tweakers. I highly doubt you uncovered some conspiracy.
Why don't Yao get back into herd with the rest of the sheeple? The day are the deep state. They follow us after we fund out about their scheme. I wall never stop fitting the deep state. Resit.
Well, wow. We are off the point of how completely moronic the both of you are, but fine. I mean, whatever. Have fun getting all paranoid. Just know that no one else cares about you, so why would the government?
Whatever. Y'all need to get woke.
All right, well, that was very interesting. Clearly, Colin has some issue with speaking.
Yeah,
just in typing in general.
Wow. Okay, so this is a good time. And now it is time to see if we can get this hashed out. Good morning, Samuel. How's it going, my man?
Hi, good morning. It's going okay. How are you?
Well, we're good. Things are a little crazy, though, when it comes to you being all like out about Facebook and having your crap being exploited. But isn't that what Facebook's all about?
Well, I mean, there's a difference between sharing things that you want to share and then Facebook and the government kind of prying into your personal life and exploiting, I'm more than an algorithm, so.
Well, that's true.
If you don't want your things shared, then why share them in the first place?
Well, I have no issue sharing things with, people that I choose to be friends with online and people that I decide can see my profile, but for someone to, to extrapolate exactly what my interests are based on a picture that I shared and being able to, read faces based on who my family members are and things like that, and then tell me what kind of deodorant I should buy based on that. I think it's too much.
So, Adriana, clearly you don't agree with this. You just think it's ridiculous.
No, it's absolutely ridiculous. Mm. It's a social media network.
Right. You put it on the internet.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
I mean, and the thing that kills me with these people, they chose to be on there.
Yes.
They open the account, they put their stuff there, they set their privacy settings, and now all of a sudden they think the government is out to get them. The government is not out to get you over your Facebook. It's the government. They could just come to your house.
No offense, like, I don't think the government cares about your Facebook there, buddy.
Samuel is an important person.
Yes, he is. But I understand privacy settings can be confusing. I, for instance, really screwed up my privacy settings lately. Accidentally posted a nude on my story.
Yes.
That wasn't good. Yeah. So I guess I kind of understand. But like, do you think maybe you're just going a little bit overboard talking about it on Facebook? You do know that post you made initially doesn't actually do anything, right?
Yeah, but it's why not at least try to cover it?
Illegal.
I mean, whether it does anything or not, it couldn't hurt to at least do it. You know, I'm just trying to cover myself in any way that I possibly can.
I'm just curious, Adriana, why are you even friends with Samuel? Do you follow him or are you guys friends?
No, we have a mutual friend, so I see him a lot. And I swear, I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Just get off Facebook. It's not that hard. He's the kind of guy that leaves a group and is just like, I'm just letting you all know I'm so mad. I'm leaving the group.
Right.
Just go.
Girl.
Yeah.
It sounds like to me he causes you a lot of stress. Adriana, I would just block him. So you don't even have to see it.
Solution.
Don't even look at it anymore.
Right there.
That is true.
Yeah, I don't need to get off of Facebook. You can just stop following me if you don't want to read what I have to write.
Beautiful.
Oh, come on.
Or you guys could go out on a date.
One group text. Jeez.
I think we solved the problem, though.
I don't think Samuel goes out in public without his tinfoil hat on.
Okay, maybe not. That's okay.
You see the love of your life, but you're too scared to talk to them. Krista and the Morning Rush help you find love with missed connections.
Oh my gosh, you're so good looking.
Thank you.
I wish I could tell you that, but I can't.
Oh.
Much of a weenie.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank goodness for Craigslist, though.
I know. You go to Miss Connections after seeing someone just so attractive. They make your heart pound.
Yes.
So you head out there and you just write out and you pour out your soul. Mm. And then we read them here for your amusement.
That's right. All right. So here we go. Aaron, why don't you kick it off?
I will. Mine is Men for Women and it's titled, Where Are You, Mrs. Aberforth? You were my first experience with an older woman. Mm. I was just a plucky young high school senior and you were my English teacher. Yes, we shared those fleeting glances from across the hall every single day, and eventually we even snuck a kiss in there.
Mm.
Sure, you were like 40 and I was only 17 at the time, but I want to reconnect with you. I'm 35 now. I'm sure you must be much older, but that's okay because I'm still in love with you. My wife recently left me, but I want to reconnect with you. Mm-hmm. You were the first love of my life. And you're the only one for me. So come on, we can go back to school and you can spank me with a ruler.
There it is. So many young boys out there that find their teachers to be super hot. Mine was my science teacher in high school.
Mine was my English teacher as well. It was a different English teacher.
I was going to say, this was you, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I didn't have a
Mrs.
No, it wasn't.
This was about Aaron. All right, this is Women for Men. It is titled, Flying High with You. Imagine. Hi. I wanted to thank the man who helped me calm down before my flight last week. I was walking through the Madison airport wearing a purple pullover, carrying a small unicorn backpack.
Aww.
Oh my God, this is about me. I never had been on a plane before and I was having a panic attack. I didn't know what to expect. I am afraid of heights and a little claustrophobic. I should never be near a plane, but I had to last week. You were the nice guy in your khaki shorts and your two Ralph Lauren polos on.
Oh, God.
That's so hot. I hope the collars were up. At first, I thought you looked like kind of a D-bag, but then I saw your vape.
Oh, and that saved it.
You could clearly see I was panicking and offered me your vape. You said it was special oil.
Oh.
That must have been weed oil or something because I calmed the frick down. I need a man like you in my life to take care of me. You seem self-confident enough for both of us. You let me put my lips on your vape. Let me put them somewhere else.
Oh, like on his...
Yes, honey.
Oh.
Right there. Don't move. Yes. This is gonna happen.
She can't help that she's popular. Open-ended advice with Krista.
It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's time for open-ended advice. Again, this is when you're in a situation where you're like, I don't know what to do. Well, you come and you call me and I try to help you out. And this morning, we've got our girl Cindy on the line. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good, honey. So what's going on?
Okay, so I'm in my mid-40s. I'm 43.
Yeah.
And I still like to dress cute, you know, and look a little bit sexy and maybe wear a short skirt. And I just don't know, when does it become like inappropriate? Because the other day I was out in this like really cute dress. It was kind of very short. Mm-hmm. And I did feel like I was getting nasty looks from other women. And I still want to look sexy, but I don't want to be that one that's like middle-aged and trying too hard and you wind up looking ridiculous.
Right.
You know, so where's the line? You know, I don't know.
Okay, so one thing, I would say that you feel really good about your body. Am I right?
I do, and especially when I put on a cute outfit and look good, then
yes.
I feel extra good.
Yes, honey. And then do you work out at all? Do you work for that body?
I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, not as much as I used to in my 20s, but right. I still really try and keep it up.
Well, I think you have every single right to wear what makes you feel great inside. And I'm all about feeling sophisticated and sexy at my age as well, girl. I mean, I love myself watching The Real Housewives. Those girls do it every single day. And I think when people hate, when they see someone that's very attractive and confident, that looks better than them at their age, they're just jealous.
You're right. It's not inappropriate. Mm-hmm. They're just haters.
Yes. So keep flaunting what you've got. So I would continue to wear your cute skirts and your heels and look all cute every single day. That makes you feel great inside. Who cares about the haters?
That's right. Thank you. I feel better. You know,
yes,
I'm feeling very judged. And I'm like, you know what? If it makes me feel good, I'm just going to wear it.
That's right, honey. Twerk.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.